We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club, and we got a special guest in here this morning, man. I also got Nala Simone in here, you know, holding it down with me, but Don Toliver is here. What's up, my brother?
What's up, OZ? How you feeling?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, man. You got the new album, Lovesick. I have to say, I'm a little disappointed that you don't have a leather coat on right now, sir.
Well, I see what you're saying. This is like some different type of like, it just feels good. I'm sorry. I couldn't do the leather. Leather is restricting. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
I wanted to be comfortable.
Well, talk to us about the new album, man. Lovesick. Why that title?
Well, Lovesick is kind of just the threshold to a story that I created. I wanted to make an album and I wanted to make a movie and a soundtrack for the album. So Lovesick is basically just a term for you going through whatever you're going through with your significant other, whether it's bad, good, ugly, sad, whatever. Everybody within the movie, short film that I created for Lovesick is lovesick, mm-hmm. whether it's the cook, the diner, the cop, me, my girlfriend. So it's something that you have to pay attention to in a movie to really understand, but that's exactly what definition is.
You know, that's a narrative you don't really hear from artists nowadays, because artists, you know, historically want to be players and pimps and run through a bunch of women, you know what I mean? To actually have somebody looking for love and to say they lovesick, that's a little different.
Yeah, it's definitely just like your own choice is really what it is. It's like, do you choose to, you know, stay faithful and lock in with your significant other, or do you choose to deal with everything else in the world that has nothing to do with that? Mm. So that's basically, you know, the duality of lovesick.
On the first track of Lovesickness, you say love is the fall that you don't get up from.
Yeah.
Was this written prior to you falling, or are you still like in that process?
No, I made that statement at the end of the song just to let people know sometimes that love is heavier than what you think, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you fall in love with somebody and that same feeling sticks with you for years and you don't understand why. Mm. And that's what I meant by it.
You know, you're never supposed to fall in love, though.
Really?
Because when you fall, anytime you fall historically in life, you get hurt. You're supposed to grow.
Yeah.
In love with people.
That's why I said, you know, falling in love is the one fall you don't get up from.
Mm.
See?
You still down?
Am I still down?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm still down for sure. Down for the count.
I feel like down makes it sound like bad. When you're actually in a good spot, it looks like.
I'm in a good spot, but I mean, it's just like, you know, we all, when you're in a relationship, sometimes it's not like peaches and cream, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes that shit gets, you know, y'all busy, y'all schedules conflict, y'all might be arguing about the littlest, the dumbest things, you know?
That's real.
It's like a lot of stuff that goes on that makes a relationship tougher than what it is sometimes.
I really like And Let Her Go when you're like, I think I'm really here for once. Is that what your relationship with Callie feels like? Like, is this the first time you feel present with your partner?
100%. More than I've ever been with somebody, for sure.
That's dope. What do you think is the difference? Like, what makes it work for you guys?
I'm just way more invested into my relationship than I've probably been in any other relationship.
I love that. Good for you. Yeah. I love the flip that you guys did with Beanie Man and Maya. For Me, was that like on purpose? Is that a sentimental record for you guys, or were you guys just in the studio and came up with that?
It was a record. I really love that sample a lot.
Big and sample.
It's a crazy sample. Big Girls sample. Girls Them Sugar is a crazy sample. I really love that song a lot, and it's just like, you know, I kind of wanted something. I've been into just like really having fun dancing lately, so I wanted kind of like that dance hall feel, and I love Neptunes a lot. So it was kind of like the best of both worlds, and then Weezy did the sample on the beat, so it really, really, I just had to do it.
Was it hard to clear that record?
I would say yes.
Well, Pharrell got, what, 100%?
I will not disclose. P, I love P. I'm not going to say P is the bad guy here, but I'm going to work a sample, yeah.
Business is business, man.
Business is business.
Is it hard mixing the business, I guess, with the pleasure?
Depends on, like, you know, who you like. It's not too much pleasure for me now these days when it comes to just other artists. I have like a kind of set amount of people that I deal with, but you know, business is business.
I
chop it up to the game, like, you know, I ain't gonna be mad at nobody for charging me because I'm gonna charge them.
Hold on, so you charge your girl for features?
No.
Wait a minute. That's what I was talking about.
I thought y'all was talking about P.
No, yeah. I said business and pleasure. Like,
I'm talking about my girl.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking you were speaking of terms of like business and pleasure as like me being cool with P or something, and it's like the business.
Oh, nah.
No, me and my girls is beautiful. You know, we just do, we kind of stay on the music side. The whole business thing, I'm just like, whatever she want, cool, blah, 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 let it go. I don't even, like, really deal into it too much. But we just try to really keep it musical, you know what I'm saying?
I love that. And speaking of dancing, you talked about the dancing. What is that dance you do when your, like, hands is moving and your feet? Like, you have a name for that?
It's called Do the Fool.
Do the Fool?
Do the Fool. Do the Fool is crazy. That's something I created in Australia when I was in Australia, like, last year, and Metro was dropping his album, and I had like 3 songs on the album. I was very excited to hear the album, and I don't know what got into me. I was outside just like chilling, listening to the album in my headphones. I told my bro to record me, and my feet just started moving, and then after that, I never stopped doing the dance again.
Yo, it looks like you're dancing like nobody's watching, but we're literally all watching.
Yeah, 100%.
But love it. When you hit it last night on stage, I'm like, man, this guy is having the time of his life.
100%. I love it.
I was going to ask you that. You went to the show, right?
Yeah, Travis Scott came out. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Did you rush the deluxe because you knew that this was happening, like the show, and you wanted Travis to come? Or
I really just wanted him on my album. I wanted Tizo on my album. And I just wanted to give the fans like a couple, you know, more songs. I feel like they were asking for a lot. The album was just amazing. I never had a chance to really just give fans immediately something, you know. It was like one of the funnest things for me to do. It was challenging because after I dropped my album, I was like, yo, I want to give my fans some more music, but it was like kind of challenging because I have so much music and I had to break it down into like 4 songs that I wanted to put on this album. So
it really caught me off guard because you did it within like a week span. Why not give us a tape and then the project? Like, why make it so lengthy?
I wanted an even 20. And like I said, I want to travel and tease on my album immediately. I didn't want to wait a week. I didn't want to wait a month. I wanted them on my album. You know, I wanted to listen through exactly, you know, how I plan to see it immediately than waiting. I feel like the fans want the same thing.
Your fans are really demanding. And 100%. It's really because you keep doing the snippets. Like, do you regret posting the snippets at all?
Honestly, I don't regret posting the snippets, but I will say, like, you know, I really just want the fans to have a chance to be able to, like, you know, get something a little early or be able to say, like, yo, I remember when he played this on Instagram Live before it came out, to have a little exclusivity to whatever I'm doing is really what I've been wanting to do.
Does that help or hurt, you think? Like, when you...
It's a blessing, man. I feel like at the end of the day, you know, people want to consume the music regardless. Mm-hmm. So however they get it, you know, however they get it, but... as long as it's not being stolen and somebody else is monetizing all whatever you got going on, it's whatever. But, you know, when the time comes right, if you snippet something, it should come out, you know?
I even was wondering, like, you know, with the four new songs that you added, how do you even decide what you want to put out originally? Because, you know, you don't just sit on Travis Scott features.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. What do you mean by, like, how?
Like, well, how do you decide, you know, what to put out later as bonus tracks as opposed to presenting originally?
That's what I'm saying. That was the challenge behind it. I really just digged into four. Well, first it was off the four, it was something that the fans wanted, one song. And the other three songs were really just something that I feel like the album really needed. Mm-hmm. Travis, for sure, I wanted him on my album regardless. He's been on all my albums. And Tizo Touchdown is from Texas. I'm from Texas as well. And I always like to highlight, you know, any artist coming out of Texas doing whatever they possibly doing, you know, and I felt like it was the perfect opportunity to let him go up on the album as well.
Mm-hmm. How would you define yourself as an artist? Because I listen, I'm like, well, is he R&B? Is he rap? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, how would you define yourself as an artist?
I would just say it's R&B soul with just a little twist of what I got going on, you know? Mm-hmm. I deal heavy into the R&B and the melodics of things a lot, but I definitely just like to get off some bars here and there too. Mm-hmm. I don't like to... I feel like if I can do it, why not do it?
Mm-hmm. Do you hate the rap? I'm not hate, but how do you feel about the rappers who may sound like you, but they're rappers? You know what I mean?
May sound like me, but they're rappers. Honestly, I don't know, man. I get a lot of times, I don't want to toot my own horn, but a lot of people say that I'm kind of different, mm-hmm. or I have a certain distinctive sound. So I don't want to say people sound like me, but I say, like, you know, there's a lot of people that are melodic and rap as well. Mm-hmm. I just feel like when I come across, it just hits a little different, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
I feel like T-Pain is an influence of yours.
Yes, T-Pain. T-Pain is definitely someone that I 100% listened to when I was coming up. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right.
A lot of people are still expecting you to drop Rolling Stone or the joint with Baby Keem.
Yeah.
Is that coming?
It's so crazy. It's because it's like, what joint with Baby Keem are you guys talking about? I haven't snippet any song with Baby Keem, but Rolling Stone, I know all about that for sure.
And what about the joint with Anderson .Paak? You put Honeymoon out.
Uh-huh.
Was he originally on that, or did somebody just make that online?
Well, somebody, I feel like they kind of like did that whole internet twist and verse thing.
Got it.
And made their own little situation. But I love Anderson.
I would like that.
I love Anderson.
Speaking of Honeymoon, is marriage something that you have in mind or like on your...
Yes.
Yeah?
I would love it.
Aww. Damn, you said that fast.
I love that. That's,
mm-hmm. that's... you know though, brother.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't play with it. Like, when you know, I'm saying, when you know she the one, don't play with it, man.
Don't play with it. I'm here.
You have a you know what your proposal may look like? Because that's very important. Because you got money. When you got money, you got to make sure that the proposal is something that they never, ever forget. Like, it's a story that you can tell to people in the future that's just fly.
I feel like whatever I do, it just has to be organic. I can't really do too much. My girl, she just kind of wanted to be heartfelt.
Right.
Whatever it is, got to be organic. It don't matter if we in a park having a picnic, you know. It just kind of got to feel mm-hmm. organic.
How do you know when that person is the one you want to spend the rest of your life with?
I feel like if you've been with somebody for 2 to 3 years, plus with me and my girl going on, you kind of know if you really want to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the way I feel. It's like, all right, we here.
Did you see a lot of healthy relationships growing up?
Yeah, right. I did. I mean, my mom and my dad, they separated when I got a little older, but they managed to just keep their, like, they would have their ups and downs. She would be mad at him or whatever, but at the end of the day, they still kept the, like, this is my mom and this is my dad, and then that never, like, kind of left the playing field, and I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma and my grandfather, they still been together. They've been married for, like, 50-something years or something.
Mm.
Beautiful. I love that.
You're going to make a lot of money, brother.
Oh, thank
the reason you're going to make a lot of money is because, you know, like, when you have that partner, like, that you devote all your time and all your energy to, and you ain't out here doing all the extracurricular shit, mm-hmm. you just watch what happens in your life. Yeah, you commit to that one situation.
Yeah,
it gives you stability that other people don't have.
100%. I believe that.
I love that you called it extracurricular. That's cute. On Go Down, you have this line that I have a bone to pick with you about. You say, 25, the life of certified lover, keep me cool, she keep me cool undercover. Backseat, I never use the rubber.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you promoting?
Mind your business.
That's what you promoting?
That's my girl.
That's
my girl.
Okay.
That's my girl.
Now ask her, Dawn.
Right.
First of all, this is, I asked
the question. ask her.
Mm-hmm.
Silly, you're silly. And then Company. Man, this is the third Company you've given us. Each Company is mm-hmm. like a classic.
Thank
Do you see yourself doing a Company just project?
Company 10.
Yeah?
I feel like honestly, it's just one of those things where it's like, I want to have something that the fans can always relate to on my album. And right now, I don't see why I wouldn't want to come with a 4 or 5 or 6. Just depending on where I'm at in my life. Hopefully, I'm in a good place to continue to want the Company. If not, you know, I'm good.
Love it.
How did you pick your features? I like the range of features. You go from Glorilla to Justin Bieber to Wizkid to Charlie Wilson. Like, how do you decide who you want to collaborate with?
That's kind of like a wide variety of, like, the industry, and it's kind of like all my favorites from, like, all those little pockets. I love Toro. I love James. I'm a fan of Glow. I'm a fan of Dirk. Future's inspired me my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Travis, you already know about that. Tizo Touchdown's a legend. Tisa Kariya is another Houston legend. It's just little pockets on the album with Brent. I'm a fan of Brent. Like, all these pockets of artists, I really just respect them, respect their craft, and just happy to have them on my album, you know what I'm saying, and be able to, like, collaborate with those guys.
I always wonder how you and Travis, you know, because growing up for us, Houston always had a specific sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like, you knew what Houston sounded like, but you and mm-hmm. Travis kind of, like, broke that mold. Was that intentional, or?
I say in my heart it was intentional. Mm-hmm. Travis gave me the hope when I was doing, like, all my little underground stuff back home, because he was the unicorn in Houston that was, like, doing something abstract. And I felt like I was doing the same,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have, when I was really like, that's what really just put me on in the city and had people looking at me different, because I was doing something different. Yeah, we are known for the traditional, you know, Houston rap, but at the same time, there's a lot of great creatives out there that do a lot of different things, you know, and I was able to kind of cut through because it was different,
mm-hmm.
and that would help me. And I think people in the city kind of just need to realize that, you know, a lot of people are doing a lot of different things. Don't let me take away, but, you know, staying different is always the goal.
Right.
Always.
You get flack for that in the city? Because I think about, you know, I'm from South Carolina, but I remember here in New York, like when ASAP Mob first came out, everybody like, oh, man, they sound like they from the South. They don't sound like they from the city. Mm. Did you get flack from people in Houston?
Nah, man. I feel like people probably didn't. They definitely didn't know if I was from Houston or not or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it was like I was doing something different, you know? And I was organic. I would just go, like, I was the type of kid to just pull up in the DJ booth and wait till the DJ spins all his songs and be like, yo, can you spin this one last song for me? And that got me, like, you know, that's what had the streets like, you know, I respect this kid. He doing something different, but he's in here really putting his foot down, trying to work, and, mm-hmm. and that was like the respect factor I got from that.
All right.
I see a lot of people have been showing love to your project, Dom Kennedy, Bun B. Mm-hmm. What is it like having them embrace you like that?
I love it. I mean, I respect Bun. I respect everybody who's showing me love on the album, I just respect it, because at the end of the day, I put a lot of work in on this album. I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I just did the album in 2 months and turned it in and it was nothing. I put a lot of, like, it was very tedious, like, every song. And I've never put that type of attention on any other my other album. So, like, the respect for my peers is beautiful.
How do you feel about the consumers? Because it feels like music's so disposable nowadays.
I feel like you got to set tone, and you got to make sure whatever you putting out into this universe is going to test the time. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I feel. Honestly, it is disposable. It's here today, gone tomorrow. But you just got to know in your heart, whatever you giving, you know, your consumer is something they'll be able to digest for the rest of their life, mm-hmm. not just for the moment, you know. That's why I wanted to give that deluxe, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, as much as I could possibly give my fans into my next project, I'm not mad at it, you know what I'm saying?
What makes you realize the music still matters? Is it the shows?
Music still matters. When I'm in the studio and I'm recording the music that I make, it just does something to me, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I love to record. I love to challenge my brain. All that shit, all that is it helps. It's like, it's brain food, brain power. Mm-hmm. And it's very resourceful.
Cause I saw the videos of your show from the other night, and I was like, damn, that must, as an artist, that must be the only thing that makes people feel like my music still matters. Cause, like, you could drop the Lovesick album, and then 2 days later, they'll be talking about something else. Then you got to give them four more songs to get them back focused on the project. That's what it just seems like from the outside looking in.
Well, honestly, bro, I just, it's been a roller coaster. This is probably about the most, I feel like, the greatest blessings I've gotten from my album, or the biggest mm-hmm. reception. So honestly, I just wanted to go. I'm like full blown, all cannons go. Like, I just don't even really, I want to give fans whatever they want. I want to give, you know, whoever's never heard or who's not up to game, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just on some, if I got an opportunity to give, I'm trying to go up.
Right. And only after a week, they already knew all the words, like, dancing. It was a great reaction last night. But my favorite record on there is absolutely, well, it kind of changed between Leave the Club to now the Brent Faiyaz joint. But what's your favorite record?
If I Had. If Why? I Had with Charlie Wilson. It's just a legendary moment. I love Charlie. I think Charlie is amazing. And he's just, like, dope guy.
Any intimidation getting in the studio with Charlie Wilson?
I'm not gonna say intimidation, but, you know, him being an OG, he is. I didn't know how he would react to me, or knew if he knew anything about me. Mm-hmm. So that was the only type of, I guess, little hesitation. But he was so cool, and he just went in there and did his thing. You know?
Did he take direction well? Did you give him notes? Or?
Yeah, he was cool. He did everything I really wanted him to do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He did everything I wanted him to do. No question. Whatever I needed out of him, he was like, he wanted to get it through, and I respected that, like, to the moon.
What adult in your life got excited about that record?
My mom, mom? My dad, my grandma, grandpa. Word up. We love the Gap Band. We love Charlie.
Justin Bieber, who wrote his verse, man? But I know he ain't write about no damn double cups.
Yo, you know, me and Justin, we was just in the studio. We was in L.A. in the studio. Dude was in there with a red rollerblades on the mic. We back and forth, like, we just, like, on the mic. And I'm just wondering, because he had a lot going on at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it was a certain couple things I really wanted him to touch bases on, especially, like, when, you know, he come back to the city, Houston, like, so, but Justin was really going crazy, though. I'm not going to hold you. He was feeling the vibe. I had him just in his mode. Mm-hmm. So.
Did he record that before Future, or?
He recorded that before Future.
Mm. Yeah. You got the Lovesick short film on Amazon Prime, too.
Yes, sir.
Why did you know this needed a film, a visual to go with it like this?
Honestly, I wanted to shoot a movie for my album. Mm-hmm. And two, I was just kind of tired of doing the traditional video type thing. I love music videos, but I wanted to give my fans, like, another visual aspect of how I felt the music should be, like, you know, played through.
Mm-hmm. Aesthetically, it's given, like, 70s. Like, what was the...
Late 70s. The whole inspiration came from Studio 54. Okay. And, like, disco culture. I kind of like started there and it turned into like everything else.
The cocaine was way purer back then, man.
Word up.
How you know?
I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that old. You going on tour Future, right?
Uh-huh.
What, one big party tour?
One big party tour in March, starts March 9th.
So what you going to do?
I'm going to go crazy.
How you going to keep in touch with family? You going to bring some of them on the road with you? Or?
See, this tour is like weekends. It's like kind of spotty. It's not every day. So I'll definitely be able to bring my family. I'll pull up, but it's not nothing too crazy.
Oh, over the past few years, how do you think your growth process has been as a man and musically?
Honestly, I've just been wanting to be the best version of myself regardless. And I think that like it fuels everything. It fuels the music. It fuels me. It fuels everybody else around me.
Mm-hmm.
It just want to be the best possible Don I can be.
What does that look like though? Like how do you get to that point? Is it therapy? Is it working out? Is it meditation? Yeah, what is it?
It's working out. It's being able to think in a clear headspace. It's being able to eat, you know, correctly. Not like go crazy on a bunch of shit for no reason. Like, you know, It's all about, like, what you indulge in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, get into something that's going to, like, feed the brain a little bit more than something else.
Do you really feel like time heals all?
Yeah. Because I used to feel a certain way about a lot of people, but at the end of the day, I just realized that, you know, we are human.
Mm-hmm. So you learn to forgive.
Yeah.
All right.
Love that. Congratulations on Heaven or Hell going platinum.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, pretty big deal.
Yeah, I love that song. I love that album.
One of my favorites. After Party is actually still one of my favorites. I don't know if I can let it go.
I love After Party. I think that's a forever joint, and I love that song.
All right. Well, you know, listen, Nyla got a segment on this show called Pass the Aux, where she plays new music every Friday morning.
Yes.
So what y'all want to get into off the new Lovesick album? Do you want to pick one, Nyla, or you want him to pick one?
You know, my personal favorite is the Brent one, but you want to do the Charlie one?
Yeah, or actually play Embarrassed.
Embarrassed?
Play Embarrassed.
Let's go with Embarrassed Red.
Why you feel that energy this morning? Why?
I haven't stopped listening to it since it dropped.
Okay.
I love that song. We performed it last night. It was just amazing.
Yeah, the Travis record. Everybody's on it. Let's get into it.
And it's your segment, Nyla. If you want to play more than one Don Toliver record, you can.
I got to spread the love.
Okay.
I only got three tracks. I got to spread the love, but we got you in there. Let's get into it. Here's Embarrassed. Where did y'all record that? Because I know you guys be all over the world recording together.
I recorded that, I feel like, in L.A.
Mm.
Yeah.
What was it like in that studio session? How'd y'all come up with it?
I was like, this is one of those moments where I just love Weezy's beat. Weezy did that beat. And I don't know, when I hear a Weezy beat, it just kind of puts me in a certain mode. That particular 808 and snares kind of puts me in the mode with those, and it just kind of happened. One of those things that just happened, super organic, just kind of came out.
So when that Don Toliver, Travis Scott, Best of Both Worlds album dropping, I know y'all got a collaboration project dropping.
I hope sooner than later.
But y'all.
Oh, so it's done.
No.
Oh.
Y'all got a lot of music together, I'm sure though.
We got some tunes.
Yeah. Is that something in the works? Like y'all have thought? Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's such a no-brainer. It's just like, you know, one day we're gonna press that button and get to work. But right now we just, you know, got records and whatever we just trying to get off our own shit right now, get it going, and then boom.
Who's pushing for it more? You, Travis, or Sycamore?
Probably me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, it's Don Toliver, man. Thank you for joining us, my brother.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. It's The Breakfast Club.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.